With the best all-inclusive vacation deals to Mexico and the Caribbean, booking your getaway with Cheap Caribbean Vacations means you have more freedom to do your deal. Whether you want to enjoy snorkeling, endless margaritas, and more, or simply just want to soak up the sun and sand in a tropical paradise, Cheap Caribbean Vacations has your deal for that. Plan and book the exact getaway you want at exactly the right price for you by using our exclusive budget beach finder. Or find a featured all-inclusive package to Sunscape Resorts and Spas and do your deal at CheapCaribbean.com. You guys, have you heard about Squarespace? You must have, because I talk about it all the time. Their website has helped me with my businesses, but it will also help you grow your business. And it really does take the guesswork out of building a website. They have so many helpful and amazing tools, product features, and they make it so user-friendly. Now, one of our favorite product features is the Fluid Engine. With Fluid Engine, a next-generation website design system from Squarespace, it's never been easier for anyone to unlock unbreakable creativity. Start with a best-in-class website template and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. Stretch your imagination online with Fluid Engine, built in and ready to go on any new Squarespace site. Go to squarespace.com/drama for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use offer code DRAMA to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
First of all, you don't know me.
We're all about that high school drama girl, all about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team.
Drama queens,
smart girl, rough girl, fashion, but you're tough girl, you can sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama queens.
Please welcome to the stage your drama queens, Hillary Burton Morgan, Sophia Bush, and Bethany Joy Lenz.
Boston!
Oh my God! Yeah. Boston! You guys, this is our first Drama Queens tour. And we started with you, Boston, baby!
Yes!
We are ready to roll.
Yeah.
Well, feels wicked, doesn't it?
That's what you say in Boston, right?
And it's spooky season. It's appropriate for us.
I mean, we're not too far from Salem, friends. You know what I'm into. Okay, so we do this once a week together.
Yeah.
And we usually do it from where?
You guys, we got to give you a little bit of background because we feel like you're part of our show. And tonight you really are.
Mm-hmm.
We do this once a week from home. We don't have cute shoes on.
No.
Sometimes we're not wearing pants because, you know, Zoom is from the waist up.
The second and show tonight that might happen.
Listen, we make no promises. But this is really wild. You know, every week we gather and we talk for an hour and we just talk to each other and we don't know if you're laughing or crying with us. And tonight I feel like you're going to do it all.
Yeah!
Hey, reactions in real time.
Well, should we have the Boston crowd give a big, like, hello to everyone out there who's going to be listening so they hear? Can you give us some drama queens? There are hundreds of drama queens tonight. All right, so let's get cozy. Let's do the damn thing.
Yeah, guys, you'll hear yourselves because we are doing this one-hour show. And this time,
so behave yourself.
You'll be with
us. Right. You're going to hear this back on the radio. Somebody say hi, Mom.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so here's how we're doing this tour. I don't know how many of you are aware, but we are imitating art. Life is imitating art. We are doing an RV trip from city to city. All of us together.
Hillary hooked this up, by the way. This is so funny. We're trying to figure out, like, how are we going to get from city to city? Are we going to fly? Are we going to take the train? Are we going to all pile into a car? Like, what do we do? And Hillary's like, RV.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the way.
I'm about to Clark Griswold this shit.
Yeah. Also, it lets us hang out with each other and not, you know, be in public. And we can be a little inappropriate, and that's fun.
No pants.
No pants, I will tell you.
No pants on the RV.
from our distillery, we have the leftover blackberries that we put into our gin. Uh-huh. And I brought a jar of those. So that's what's happening.
You know where to find me.
Yeah, yeah.
This is like our, what's her name? Diana from Anne of Green Gables when she drinks the blackberry cordial.
Yes. Yeah, you'll be my Diana Barry.
I mean, you guys, the last time the three of us were in a car, at least to this point in the podcast, we were all in, where were we? In a PT Cruiser going to New York for Rogue Vogue?
Yeah. Sophia's rom-com episode. That's all it will ever be for me.
It's so good. But okay, so what are the iconic road trip episodes we've had? Obviously.
Well, yeah.
That was it. That was the
episode.
That was
it.
That was, yeah.
It's
that
coming.
One was. That's how I felt today driving the bus. I was like, am I Chris Keller? Oh, no. I think I am. What about season one? The first time the three of us hang out together.
We're all in the VW bug.
And I heard birds. So
I hear birds. Yeah, so we're going to be doing like Instagram lives from the RV. We're going to be recording a lot of behind the scene content. Mm-hmm. And then we'll be compiling that and giving it to you guys as we deem appropriate, because we're going to have to make sure that we don't post anything we shouldn't.
Yeah.
And we really appreciate that you guys are along with us for the journey. We are all about... take the journey with your friends. How many of you are here with, like, your best friend?
Yes!
Oh, my gosh.
Our kind of people.
Mm-hmm. That's what we like to hear.
Well, something else that you want to do with your best friend is, drink. But also...
you want to have a cocktail?
So as your resident bartendress here tonight, we do have a cocktail recipe that I have to share with you, because no Drama Queens tour would be complete without a cocktail recipe. Or... Mm-hmm. Why am I shouting? I'm such a shouter. It's like I don't understand
how
the microphone...
There's a lot of energy in the room. It feels nice.
Kid, I'm a theater kid. My daughter always gets mad at me in the car because I'm like...
Sing out, Louise.
I'm talking on the car phone like, yeah, I know. Okay, so we're going to be there in about 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. She's like, Mom, why are you shouting? Anyway.
Journeys.
You were on a journey.
We're going
to have a cocktail recipe that is provided for you by one of our favorite sponsors. You guys know we love our sponsors. Mm-hmm. We do love our Johnny Walker, but this sponsor is new. They came on. It's Cheap Caribbean. And while I make this
cocktail...
You know,
we're on a vacation. We wanted a vacation theme.
Yes, we wanted to go with the vacation theme. Mm-hmm. So Soph's going to tell you a little bit about Cheap Caribbean while I make this cocktail.
Well, listen, friends. We are not in the Caribbean this week, but we have plans. We deserve this.
Boston's tropical, right?
These trees look tropical. But we are on a road trip, and it is... the most fun. It's the most fun to go on vacation with your friends. Obviously, it's the most fun to come to a theater show with your friends.
1.5 ounces of tequila.
Oh, okay. Yes. What's next, Joy?
No. Go ahead.
Okay, I'll keep going. She's not ready yet. So what's exciting for us, y'all know we only have sponsors on our podcast who we like and whose stuff we use. And our friends at Cheap Caribbean are helping us make sure... perhaps even one of you in this audience tonight, someone who follows our show, is going to go on a vacation of their own. Yeah. So you have a chance to win a trip to the Caribbean.
Half ounce of strawberry syrup.
There we go.
I bet this trip is going to be sweet, like Joy's strawberry
syrup. Like Joy's cocktail. Yeah. All you have to do is go to our Instagram, check it out, you know. Maybe you'll even find an RV there. Who knows?
Who knows what you'll find? So, yeah, we're super grateful.
3/4 of an ounce of pineapple juice.
That's what we want.
Measure it.
Yeah, wait, what is the name of this drink? No, keep going. Everybody likes pineapple juice.
It's delicious.
Yeah, this is delicious. This is a drink called what, Joy? Hold on.
This is called the Cheap Caribbean Strawberry Pineapple Sparkling Margarita.
Sparkling margarita.
This is a really sweet one. The last little bit here is 3/4 of an ounce of lime juice, and I'll tell you the rest.
Uh-huh. Okay. 3/4, okay, of lime juice. I want to be on an island right now. Hold on.
Yeah, very much so.
Put the bubbles in this thing. I want to give it to somebody. I think we should give it to somebody.
I agree.
Wait. Hold on. Oh, she's got to shake it. Okay, who's 21?
Who is really, you must be of age and you have to show us an ID.
Get your ID. Watch her shake it.
Shake.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Hold on, and by the way, if this is a strong drink.
All right, that's
it's
the
you.
First ID I
Come
saw.
Here. Come here, hold on.
Here.
Joy's shaking it up. I want to talk to you while Joy's shaking your drink.
Hold on.
Come here.
Don't
What's
get
your
caught.
Name?
But you look gorgeous.
Christina Miranda.
Christina Miranda. All right, we got a native Massachusetts resident. You're 21 and over. You are?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so how did you find One Tree Hill?
Gosh, I was in high school. Good Lord.
We were pretending to be.
I was a joy, but fell in love with the Hillary plot line.
Nobody likes Peyton, but people.
Yes, we do.
No.
Yes, we do.
Not true.
Cheers to Christina. Cheers to Cheap Woo. Caribbean.
How many of your favorite friends does it take to make a margarita?
Yeah. Cheers to Joy, our bartender. All right, well, listen, I'm glad that we carded you. We had so much underage drinking on
you
our
guys.
Show. We feel strongly that we should not endorse that.
I always felt really bad when, like, we'd meet families and they'd say, we really like your show and it gives us opportunities to talk about so many things with our kids, like drinking.
Yeah.
And the moms would just mean mug us next to their kids and we were like, we're so sorry, ma'am, we're sorry.
We're gonna be fine.
We're setting better examples as adults.
I mean, are we though?
I don't know. We're just being honest.
Yeah. How many of us work with liquor brands now?
Listen, we're all over 21.
That's right. We sure are.
Enjoy responsibly.
That's right. If we had a drama queen's bar in Wilmington, North Carolina.
I think we should.
I mean, there's Trick, right? Yeah. But what would like make our bar specifically drama queens oriented? Would it be so girly that we're there? Yeah, all right. Listen, we're entrepreneurs, even on the show.
Yeah.
The hustle is strong.
Yeah. I think we have to cover the walls with pictures of like inspiring women
yeah,
who,
I like
you
that.
Know, that we looked up to or characters that we looked up to and when we were, you know, in high school.
Yeah.
All right, that's my country.
Okay, that's her, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Obviously, we'll have to have some version of a red couch, a la season one Karen's Cafe. Did
this
you pick
was
up on that?
A Sophia's suggestion. Soph was like, we cannot go on tour unless we have a red couch like the one we had in the window at Karen's Cafe.
We tried so hard to find that couch, and the person who has it is hiding from us. But the thing is, guys, we're only on season three on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
We have many more years to go, and I just want you to know out there, I will find you. I will find you.
She has scoured every, like, first dibs. What are all the furniture
I've been on,
sites?
Like, ebay.it being like, does someone in Italy have the couch? I've gone really, it's been a deep, dark rabbit hole.
All right, well, we're also on a road trip. Maybe we'll just hit some antique stores while we're
Don't
on
tempt
the
me.
Road. We're going to find the iconic red couch. Speaking of...
The Comet would have to be there.
Yeah.
Oh, the Comet. Right? Yeah, we could, like... Park it in the place, and then like set up. We could serve drinks out of the Comet. That feels irresponsible. We could.
maybe we do the Comet as a photo booth.
Comet is a photo
like instead
booth.
Of every bar
this
has a photo
idea,
booth,
girl.
Our photo booth can be a car.
Yeah,
that's right.
Thank you so much for helping us workshop our next business
Thanks,
endeavor,
guys.
Everyone.
That's our TED Talk. Hey, cheers to all of you drama queens and you, Christina. Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's all on our Instagram story.
It's all on our Instagram.
Joy doesn't want you to miss the giveaway. We're all going on vacation. Buckle up.
Free trip? Come on. That sounds exciting. Okay, so we are on this real life road trip. I'm nervous about it. I asked everybody, like, what kind of snacks do you want? Sophia wanted a bunch of bone broth. Joy was like, I just want a blanket and pillow. So we have stocked the RV fridge. I made sure to turn it on overnight so that we didn't arrive at something funky.
You're a good person.
There's a famous line in, you know, my mythology. Peyton goes on a road trip with Jake Jagielski, and she's like, you can't go on a road trip without snacks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What is your favorite road trip snack?
I just did a road trip. I went to Dollywood.
Yeah, you did.
It was super fun. Well, I do like to pack a whole bag, and it was like an ice bag with the stuff in it. And
mom
the,
bag.
You know, yeah, it's a mom bag, you know, yeah. Grapes and the sandwiches and stuff. But I really love just like a peanut butter filled pretzel.
Ooh. Yeah,
so good.
Okay, I don't have those. So if someone wants to run an errand between shows, bring it back. That'd be cool.
I pack snacks for a road trip like the apocalypse might be coming.
Yes.
Like I have a cooler bag that always has options of drinks in it. And now that I'm married to a man who loves wine, we have two cooler bags because there's one bag full of wine. It's really nice for me. And then I have bags of snacks and I'm like, well, we've got to have boxes of crackers and depending on people's dietary restrictions, some have to be gluten-free. And then, you know, you want non-perishable protein, so maybe we should bring some salami and then I'll bring vegan snacks.
Salami.
And I get where I'm going. And
you got any cheese in there?
Oh,
she's in the car for 45 minutes.
Yes, in the cooler bag with wine.
Like
absolutely.
What kind of cheese you got there, Sophia?
It's like
tell me about the cheese.
What kind of cheese do you like, Joy? I'll get you whatever you want.
A little goat cheese.
Oh.
Goat cheese?
Like a little
Humboldt
goat cheese?
Fog.
See, I'm like a classic mozzarella person, but what are you going to do with that in the car?
I mean,
yeah, it's a little messy.
I got those little waxy cheeses.
Harvey.
Body bells? Blue bells?
I got it because I like to play with the wax after.
Okay, so listen, no one loves snacks more than our next guest.
Oh, it's true.
He has already hit so many restaurants in this town. I think we should bring him out to explain himself. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the heartthrob, Robert
so
Buckley. Oh my God. There are so many muscles in this sweatshirt right now.
Guys, he was not wearing this backstage.
This is a big surprise.
But if you thought I was going to fly halfway around the world to be a part of your tour and not get decked out in all of the merch you make, you're mistaken.
You wore merch at my wedding, Rob Buckley.
I did. I did wear merch at your wedding.
I had done a charity campaign,
right.
And Rob and his wife went upstairs halfway through my reception and came downstairs in merch.
Guys, like Beyonce, I'm a fan of a wardrobe change.
You are just like Beyonce.
So many similarities. That's just one.
Robert, can you tell us where you have eaten in the last 36 hours in Boston?
Give us the snack rundown.
I figured I come to Boston, I gotta eat all the lobster rolls I can.
Lobster.
How many of you are actually from Boston?
Okay.
Oh, okay. All right, fair enough. I've eaten, you know, Pauly's in the North End.
Hey!
Someone is pumped!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Pauly. Stand up! No. I heard Neptune's Oyster was great, but it was like a two-hour line, and this show was happening in 2 hours. I thought, I wanted to get there, but I'm like, I can't miss the show. So I go to Pauly's two doors down. Guys, don't wait. Pauly's is delicious. It's the business.
Wait, is Pauly here? Seriously?
No.
What?
Are you being serious?
Shut up. Listen.
Like, really? That's the best thing that's happened to us
that's
all day.
Hey,
Pauly, if that's really you, your lobster roll is tremendous. You made my day.
Wow.
Seriously.
We need lobster rolls ASAP.
All right, but then you didn't stop there, did you?
I didn't stop there, gang. Can't
tell
stop,
us more.
Won't stop. There's a lot of bakeries in the North End, so I decided I deserve a treat, you know? I'm in Boston. I got some tasty arugulas. I almost got a slice, and I was like, easy. You got to be on stage in 2 hours. Got to fit into some sleek merch, you know? I want to make it look good.
Yeah.
Want it to pop.
But where did... You had two different lobster rolls in this city, though, did you not?
Oh, sure thing. As soon as I landed last night, yeah.
Yeah. I was like, you're really burying the lead here that he's been on a tour.
It was the first thing I did. First of all, by the way, how dare you charge $35 for a lobster roll?
What?
That should come with a hug and a hat. That's absurd. I've lived in LA and New York, and I blushed when they were like, the lady was like, oh, your order is $78. And I was like, would you shut up? everyone in the restaurant was like, how many are in your party? And I was like, it's just me, but I'm on holiday, you know? Having to justify eating for three.
Oh, honey.
Seriously, lobster roll, crab cakes, and chowder. Because, like, listen, I figured I can't come here and not get the chowder.
No, you
right?
have to get the chowder.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So I got the chowder. Yeah.
What is Rob missing? What does he have to hit before he leaves?
Wait. For the first... Am I hearing butter something? Boulder?
Bulva.
Bulva.
Bulva. Bulva.
Bulva.
Yeah, she knows.
Okay. Bulvas.
What is that?
It's like a bakery, but they have like meat pies.
Oh, I want to go there.
Meat pies.
I want to go there.
I love a meat pie.
They're open 24 hours, Rob?
Wait, really?
Shut up.
Oh. Not, we're not going there right after
this. Don't go there looking for us, guys.
Love a meat pie. What's in that meat pie?
Yeah, wait.
They put beef in there?
Is it like Sweeney Todd?
Is it like a little bit of raisins in there? Maybe olives?
Ooh.
Raisins and olives.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to say like carrots and celery.
Carrots and celery can go in there, too.
Oh, a little onion?
All right.
A little garlic.
Here we come, Boston.
Did you guys know you were coming to a show about food ASMR? We're like, and a little garlic. Yeah.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Midlife Snacking with Rob Buckley and the Drama Queens.
You guys.
We're so glad you could be here.
Actually, I feel like that's a very important segment for us to do.
We should. We should do that.
Rob, okay. Can you believe any of us ever kept a straight face with this guy
on set? No, we didn't. That was the problem.
Hillary, how did you keep a straight face?
I missed it.
With me?
Hillary didn't have the chance.
Okay, real question. Well, this is really for both of you.
Okay.
Do you know anything about Clay and do you know anything about Peyton?
Fucking zero. But what I'll say is that we met at a Paris convention after the fact and like totally...
Yeah.
Fell in love.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
100%.
We're best buds from the jump.
Inseparable. I remember that. I was there at that convention.
Everyone was being weird. They're like, why are you two just like always seated together? And I was like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Why
we
are
we?
We
could have called that, though. We could have called that. Yeah. I see that.
But you obviously were like a huge Peyton fan, right?
I mean, listen. I'm like... angst, wavy hair, doesn't drink, loves music. She was all the things I wasn't, and that's why I loved Peyton.
Yeah.
But when it came time for me to do the show, they were like, we'd love for you to join the show. And I was like, it's either Burton or me, because I will not work with her. And I think we all know how that worked out. That's not true at all.
Okay. So what I need from you is an explanation of who this Clay person is. Like, give me the Clay gist.
Like a Cliff's Notes.
Yeah, I want the 30-second pitch.
Oh, my gosh, sure. I'm basically playing myself as, like, a real bad boy. He's mysterious. He's got, like, the coolest dance moves. Goes to the hottest clubs.
We're talking about One Tree Hill. This is not... What character are you?
That's my vision board of who I wish I was. Clay is, so he's an Air Force pilot, but he's aged. So he gets invited back, and he thinks it's to be a part of a new mission, but they twist. They want him to teach the recruits. And Clay's like, no way, I still got it. But then there's this super hard mission, and only Clay, that's the story, that's Maverick.
Yeah.
That's not Clay.
Hold on, okay, so which one of you can tell us about Clay? I need a Clay description.
Somebody,
you, right here, come here.
Tell us.
Somebody give us the real Clay rundown, and don't mince words.
Highlight the nice parts.
So Clay was Nathan's agent, and he has an agency called Fortitude.
Hey.
And also ends up married to Haley's sister.
Yes. True.
Brother-in-law.
He actually had a wife who passed away suddenly, and so he got basically like amnesia. He went into a fugue state.
But wait, didn't she like come back as a ghost?
No, and forgot his child. And also, similar to Peyton, had a psycho stalker.
Yes.
Who happened?
Oh, yeah.
She looked like your ex-wife.
That
she was your
ex-wife.
Right.
Your trauma bonded.
Right. Yeah.
Who stalked
trauma
him
twins.
And
so
shot him and and she shot Quinn as well.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was a real psycho.
Listen,
This was Amanda Schell, the woman who looked just like his ex-wife,
yes.
of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Only like the coolest kids got shot on One Tree Hill, you know?
That's true.
And he had a really cute kid named Logan who loves airplanes.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. What else can I think about?
Wait, were you involved in the whole like Russian mafia thing that happened with Nathan and the kidnapping?
No.
No, no. So Nathan got abducted because Nathan went to Europe to scout because Clay had to go into rehab to figure out his brain.
Oh.
And then Clay felt real guilty about it. Real guilty.
Wow.
So it's your fault.
You nailed that synopsis.
For the, yeah.
Listen. I cannot wait to get to the seasons that I missed, because that sounds so much more embarrassing than the shit I had to do.
Hey, by the way, for the listeners at home, the woman who just shared that is still clearly pissed off that Clay sent Nathan to Europe, so apologies.
Oh, is this a show that people recognize you for on the street, Rob?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, this, I mean, there's no...
You are one of my favorite internet memes of all time. Because...
From our show?
No. There's a meme of Rob walking
yes.
shirtless down the street.
Like, yes.
And everyone's just, like, looking at him.
Yes, that's right.
That wasn't from our show.
That was.
Where
city,
were you? Season
Lipstick
6?
Jungle.
666.
Lipstick Jungle.
Lipstick Jungle.
Lipstick Jungle.
I was like,
that's
I know what that
was.
Means.
That's right. So you're doing Chesapeake Shores now,
mm-hmm.
right? Okay, huge show. Are you getting recognized from that a lot too, or is
no,
it still
Joy.
It's just the One Tree Hill? Of
you
it
need
all.
To have viewers no, for that to happen. I'm just
look,
kidding.
Hallmark
I'm just kidding.
Is a massive
I'm kidding.
Network. There's some out there.
I know. No, I know there are. There's a lot of viewers, but no, I would say One Tree Hill is the biggest thing I get recognized for. Still to this day, like, if I hear a name shouted at me from, like across a park, it's usually like, Clay! You know? Which I still turn to. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, that's right. Didn't mean to do that.
But you're also producing, which is very exciting.
Yes! That's my manager, ladies and gentlemen. yes, I got to produce a couple of Christmas movies about... Thanks, guys. About based on my family's real-life Christmas tradition of basically turning the inside of our house into like a straight-up spectacle. That's right,
Christmas house.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean, same thing y'all are doing. Getting to play, getting to storytell. Isn't it fun?
It is fun. It's pretend. We got to be married in a Christmas movie. Or not married.
No,
I guess
engaged.
We just dated.
No, we just dated.
And not even for that long, for like a day, or maybe an hour?
That's how strong the romance was, that all the audience needed was a whisper of dating,
wow.
And they were like, give us a sequel.
Listen, we're not going to lie to you guys. I love a spoiler. The network's already talking about a sequel, but we have to figure out what it is.
Yeah.
They were just plotting this backstage. They were like trying to write it right before
we went on
stage.
Is it that we go on Cheap Caribbean with our whole like gang?
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Oh my God. Is it a tropical wedding?
I mean...
Ooh. Because if everyone thought you were married and you'd only dated for an hour, I feel, as an invested fan, that we deserve a wedding.
Yeah.
I love romance.
You are the number one fan of the Christmas contract.
And her?
Yes.
Yes. It's true.
I was joking when we were shooting that one. I remember actually telling you, like, listen, we're probably going to have to do a sequel to this.
Probably.
Hear me out. The Christmas prenup.
Wait,
could work.
Babe, that's actually it. Like, that's really smart.
Guys, no one tell a soul about this.
Yeah.
This is between the 300 of us and the 2 million viewers, or listeners.
We made videos during that for a holiday Emmy. We think that there should be a whole division of Emmys that is, like, just for holidays.
Holiday movies.
The
holiday Emmy. I'm down.
When we win our holiday Emmy, everyone.
Yes, that's right.
We deserve that. Okay, so... Yes.
Oh, should I?
Yes.
Okay. I'll just pour drinks all night.
Sing and dance.
I think people would like that a lot.
Yeah, I'll make it a musical. It'll be like a musical bartending. Like, you know, first you take the champagne and then you pour in a little bit of tequila.
Yes.
That's a bad song. I didn't write that.
No, that's tequila.
That's like, there'll be an overture.
Yeah.
And it'll lead into that jazzy number.
Yeah.
And then it'll then you have to have the ballad.
Oh, the ballad. Mm-hmm. The ballad, which would be about which whiskey? I guess whiskey's the ballad,
it's
right?
It's a sad drink, yeah.
Yeah. This drink really makes me feel like I just want more. I want to smoke and I want more.
Woo. This lady is just on our wedding cruise in the movie. Like, just, like, around.
Perfect.
All
oh, that
the
was
time.
So, it was like a hint of Louis Armstrong in there.
I don't know what the hell that was, man.
Good.
Rob, tell us about some of your favorite fan interactions. What was...
Wait, before I do that, on a serious note, can I just say, Queens, how
yeah.
supremely... Oh. Cool this is. I mean, truly, that, like, you created this. Yeah, so truly, like, I will say this. I am so happy for you, and I'm so proud of you. I'm not at all surprised because the three of you I know, and you're so talented and hardworking and driven, but it is so cool to see this thing you created blow up the way it has.
Love you, Rob. Thank you. Listen, Sweet. You know our other guest is backstage right now, so pissed. He's like, Buckley's out there winning points.
Yeah. Eat a box of farts, Hilton. I will say this. Can I just tell a quick story about Tyler? I remember I hadn't heard any of Tyler's music, and we were shooting a scene where he was going to be playing a song on the show, and I believe Clay's in the audience for it. If it wasn't, then I was just there to be there. And I'll never forget, yes, it was Love Gun. And I remember watching the first take, and I was like, holy shit, this dude is a rock star.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's... It was, hey, I got 5 more minutes, ma'am. My word. Boston, settle down.
She's unruly. Tell us about your fan interactions, because you have some great stories. What are some of your favorite fan interactions? I really want to know.
Well, I will say, this was my very first, like, One Tree Hill story. So as soon as I found out I'd got the show, right, I was like, well, it's time to do my homework. Because, full disclosure, I hadn't, like, watched the show beforehand,
what?
Right? Gasp.
Dude.
I know. Say it.
Even.
Your booze fuel me. No. So I buy, because this, you know, I'm 100 years old, like, I buy a season on DVD, and I have all of my friends over, because it's like we're going to watch like a UFC fight, right? And so it's like, this is a very high testosterone dude bro setting. The fights end, right? And I was like, hey, listen, I'm going to start watching the show that I'm about to do. You guys don't have to stay if you don't want. And everyone's like, oh, you're gonna watch this one, you know, that thing. And, oh, pretty people staring out windows. I'm like, yeah, dick, I gotta watch, you know. Do you want to stay or not? Guys are like, we'll stay. So I turn it on, and it was very much like that scene in Tommy Boy in the car where they're like, listen to the radio, and they don't want to change the channel. We're like, 5 minutes quiet. 5 minutes go by. And I remember I was like, music's pretty good in this. You know? And everyone's like, yeah. 30 minutes in, silence in the room. We are all riveted. My dad came in, tried to like make some small talk, and I was like, shut up, dad. Brooke's chasing her dream of fashion in New York City. Gosh. My dad was like, what the shit just happened? We loved it. That was my first intro to One Tree Hill. Was like 10 dudes in their 20s after a UFC fight slipping in to the One Tree Hill world.
That was always one of my favorite things. Even when we were on, we'd be out, and it would always be a guy who, like, really came up and kind of, like, it was kind of like he didn't want to. And I was like, well, you want to or you don't. What's happening here? And he'd come up and be like,
They wanted to.
Just, like, really trying to be cool and just be like, hey, I know you. I know you guys. My girlfriend really likes your show. And we'd be like, cool. And give it 2 hours... and 4 beers, and then he's coming over being like, and when Brooke couldn't get pregnant, man, it really f***ed me up. That was just like so sad, you know? And I was like, yeah, for you and your girlfriend. It's okay to feel emotions. We like empathetic men.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Where are our empathetic men in the audience? Where are our boys?
We have some boys right here today.
Boys.
Hello.
Hey, listen,
hello.
You're making the right decision.
Yeah.
I'm happy for you.
That's one of my least favorite interactions is when a guy will come up to me and go, hey, dude, can I get a selfie? I'll be like, yeah, man, sure. And I'll be like, cool. I don't know who you are, but my girlfriend says you're famous. And I'm always just, it's like as he's taking the picture, so it's always me like, but it just feels so unnecessary where I'm like, I get it, dude, you don't know who, but like, why couldn't you just be like, hey, thanks, man, or great shirt,
see
that color
later.
Works for you, you know? Instead of like, I don't, like this, he has to neg me halfway through, I'm like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Silly boys.
Joke's on you, bro.
So silly.
Yeah.
Joke's on you.
Friends, is there anything better than a clean and fresh smelling home? I don't think so.
I don't think there is. No. Oh, that feeling of just walking in the door and it's like, my life is okay. I'm not a total disaster.
Like, yeah.
I really feel better about myself when my house is clean. And I think the best way to achieve that relaxing feeling of a clean home, Clorox Scentiva.
Clorox Scentiva provides a powerful clean with refreshing scents. And you can find your home's signature scent. It might be coconut, grapefruit, lavender. There is a scent for every vibe.
Oh, it's grapefruit for me, all the way.
Lavender for me.
Friends, transform your home into an oasis.
With a powerful, clean, and refreshing scent, Clorox Scentiva cleans like Clorox and feels like confidence.
Get yours now at a retail store near you.
My Wayfair account has been... Guys, it's one of those passwords that I just store on my computer because I'm always logging in, whether I'm doing something from my house for one of the charities that I work with. We renovated the teacher workrooms at my kid's school. Wayfair is just the best resource for any and all renovation projects.
I agree. I'm finding a great price on the perfect new piece for your home. It's super satisfying, or for a place that you're contributing to. Wayfair is the place to shop for everything home, from sofas and beds to dining sets, decor. They have it all. You can find thousands of huge deals site-wide, up to 80% off, like Hillary just said. And the selection is pretty unbelievable. I feel like anything I need to find that has to do with home, whether it's faucets for renovations or rugs or outdoor patio furniture or chandeliers or gadgets for your kitchen, it's all there.
That's right. You can find everything you need for your living room, outdoor areas, bedrooms, and more. And they have a huge selection of home goods ranging from appliances and area rugs to beds and wall art. And it's all on sale.
On sale. Wayfair has something for every home, no matter your style or budget.
Don't miss Wayfair's biggest sale of the year to get everything home. Head to Wayfair.com now to shop Wayday for 3 days only. That's Wayfair.com. Wayday ends May 6th.
I think that we should bring our guest out. I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because we want maximum time with the two of them together. You guys don't understand how much fun we have had backstage, like getting amped up for you tonight. So, are we ready over there? Can I can't see you. Are we ready over there?
There he is.
Hey, come here. It's what you want,
oh, yeah.
Right? This is what you want. Joy, tell them who's coming.
It's just a little friend called Tyler Hilton.
Wow, there's a lot of you guys here. What up, Boston? Dude, I am loving this show already. I'm backstage dying laughing. Are you guys having a good time? I'm like, I can't believe this is the first show you guys have done. I'm obsessed. I'm like, it's amazing. No, really.
There's room on the RV for you, Tyler.
Hey, I'm down.
Watch your mouth.
I'm down. By the way, for those of you guys at home that can't tell, the queens are dressed so nice tonight. How fire are these fits right now? Rob and I picked them out. We were like...
We look like a couple of dads picking the kids up from soccer practice.
That's not true. It's not
salad dance.
Everyone wipe their feet. Get in.
All right.
Shall I sing a song?
Yes.
You guys have some drinks. Take some sips. You guys are on a break. Show in like 2 years. I just realized how fun this is being back here.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss it.
Well, wheels running fast down the 118. Ever kiss is sweeter with some nicotine and little white lightning underneath my seat. Oh, yeah. Sun's going down like a sinking stone. A dog's barking in the distance. Someone throw him a bone. You got that look on your face like something's gonna go wrong. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Well, you're looking so good in that cotton dress. There's just no telling what I'll do next. But one thing's for sure, it'll sure be fun. Stay away from my trigger, I'm a loaded gun. Stay away from my trigger, I'm a loaded gun. I'm a moving target, baby. No one's gotten through me yet. Yeah. But it's worth a shot. It was something that you won't forget. Oh, I got 'em lined up crying from Georgia to Texas. But to learn to swim, you gotta wanna get wet. There's no turning back once I'm ready to run. Stay away from my trigger, I'm a loaded gun. Stay away from my trigger, I'm a loaded gun, yeah. Squeeze me, honey.
Get it, daddy.
Well, cock me, mama. Well, shoot me, yeah. Oh, load me, baby. Yeah, squeeze me, honey. Oh, cock me, mama. Well, shoot me. Well, shoot me, sugar. I'm a moving target, baby. No one's gotten through me yet. Worth a shot, it was something that you won't forget. Yeah, yeah, regret. Well, baby, I'm gonna be your next tattoo. After all the things I'ma do to you, I don't have to round the bases. Should I hit home run? Stay away from me, darling, I'm a loaded gun. Stay away from my trigger, I'm a loaded gun. Here it comes now, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Trigger, I'm a loaded gun. Oh, yes.
Oh my God, that's so hot.
Oh, man.
That song. Damn, that sexy Tyler.
Wow.
Wow.
What happened? I blacked out.
Incredible.
I think it just got hotter in here.
Yeah, you worked him.
Everybody
crazy.
Looks a little sweaty.
Oh, my God. Oh.
She loves
Chris
you.
Keller loves you. Chris Keller loves each and every one of you guys. And I want you to carry that around with you. Doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, what you look like, Chris Keller loves you. Even those sensitive dudes in the crowd, Chris Keller loves you too. All right, I'll do one more song. I'll let you guys hang out. All right, this is one of my favorite songs from the show here. Let's see if you guys know it. I don't want to pressure anybody into singing along. I'm just going to put it on the spot and make it happen. I think.
Dancing where the stars go blue.
Oh, shit!
Dancing where the evening fell. Dancing in my wooden shoes, in a wedding gown.
We'll dance
street, dancing through the underground, dancing little marionette.
We're like, look at our friends. Look what they can do. Isn't that crazy?
Awesome stuff.
What?
Okay, when you guys first sang that song together, did you know it was going to be like a big monster?
No.
I don't even understand why everybody likes that song so much.
You never know. It's always that, you know?
Yeah, no, I listened to it. They played it for us. Remember, they were like, we want you guys to cover this. Yeah. And I was like, I mean, all right, sure.
I remember we were trying to figure it out, too. We were trying to, like, wrestle it. Like, how do we play this? Do we make it a waltz? Do we speed it up?
Yeah.
And we're trying all this different stuff.
Who do we trade off? Like, yeah. What do we do so that this is, like, feels like us?
They really left us alone.
Pause. There was a sped up version.
It was a waltz. There was a waltz at one point.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
What does that mean?
It was like, dancing when the stars go blue.
That's right.
There's a reason we didn't record it, because it sucked.
You didn't do that.
We were like, what is this,
that
polka?
That sounds like one of those weird scenes where, like, someone's heart's beating, and you're like, what director made this choice?
Yeah.
I'm glad you didn't do that.
We didn't stick with it. But I like the way it turned out, and it was so fun. You know, we got to perform that.
Yeah.
Every night on tour, we did how many cities did we do? Was it like 50?
I don't know.
45?
It was like for the summer. Yeah.
It's a long tour
we did. Every night. It was so special. It was really cool. Did any of you guys see the One Tree Hill tour in 2005 or 6?
Oh, we got some OG fans.
Was it as magic as it felt like to us? I felt like we were like, oh, that's right, Michelle Branch,
the Wreckers. Yeah. And Gavin Bra was on tour with us.
So cool.
And I love all your songs from that era. I know, did you not record them?
I didn't record a lot of them,
My dad and I are huge 2005 Joy Lenz songwriting fans.
Like,
if
we
you've got
them.
The limited edition EP, yeah. Bring it.
There's more coming. Don't worry.
Okay, good, good, good.
Yeah. I have a fun fact actually about that tour because there are two of us on the stage who are musical and three of us who are not. And you know who we are. And Tyler, you saved my life on that tour.
What?
So when we did the West Coast and Lee and I were coming to MC with you guys, do you remember we rode the bus to San Francisco, like a proper tour bus? I've never been on a tour bus. What am I doing on a
tour bus? It wasn't an RV.
And it was not an RV. It was like a big ass tour bus and there's bunks. And I went to get in the bunk, like, I don't know, I guess I just put my head on the end
take
where I could
nap,
see everyone.
Take a nap, like typical Sophia. I'm
well,
just been taking
nighttime.
A nap real quick.
Like, we had to sleep. And Tyler was like, what are you doing? And I'm like in my little bunk that's like this wide. And I'm like, what do you mean? And he goes, you got to turn around. Your feet have to be toward the front of the bus. Because if the bus driver has to brake and your head is that way, you'll break your neck. And
that's
I was
right.
like, nobody told me.
Actually, I forgot that.
And he was like, I forgot
remember.
That too.
That's
you gotta
right.
turn around. And like, this is the stuff that musicians know that like us plebes don't know. And I could have died if it weren't for Tyler.
You
Hilton.
Know, there's a lot of tour bus accidents. I've actually known a lot of musicians who have been
really?
In buses that roll and stuff. It's
no, don't tell us that. Roll.
Not RVs. Not RVs. RVs never roll. Oh, RVs are
gosh.
Fine. I'm talking about tour buses.
They're so top heavy, I guess.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
my
awful.
God. That took a turn.
Oh, wow.
Well, let's go back to talking about your beautiful song. Wait, I actually do have a question. Sorry.
Speaking of my hair, can I just shout out? I think I met I got my hair cut today. His name's Jared, and I invited he and his girlfriend to the show. So, dude, I think the haircut's holding up great. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Hey!
Jared.
I love anyway, that you said, did that.
I love that he wanted to come.
Hey,
he
wouldn't
fit me in.
Wouldn't it be great if
wait,
Jared
are you
and
right
Polly...
there?
Where?
Stand
there
up,
he is.
Stand
up. Yay!
This guy can cut a head of hair.
If Jared and Polly are sitting next yeah. to each other...
That's right.
They're looking at each other going wait, like, this show couldn't have got any better. We're legends.
Yeah.
What's the name of the haircut place so I can try you guys? District Barber.
Go to Jared.
Yes,
support your mom and pop
shops.
It was
great.
What's your question, Soph?
Well, sorry, I know this is, you talked about this before, but my brain is still curious. So you didn't do the polka or waltz or whatever version of your song.
Here, I'm going to get the guitar and show you what it sounds
like.
Did you actually, oh God, I don't know what I've done
to it. For a second. It was like... Dancing when the stars go
it's kind of like a polka.
It honestly is.
Dancing where the... Where do you go when you're lonely? It's like a bluegrass song.
Guys, that's a square where? Dance.
Somebody get this man a banjo. But like, as a listener, your voices, you start, you come in, your voices start building, and by the end, you're really singing together. You just got to decide to do that by yourselves?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So cool.
I think, if I remember right, too, that us kind of doing, having a storyline where musicians on the show, I think it kind of came out of Joy and I connected off screen because we were both musicians. And
yeah.
so we were like jamming or writing, or we were kind of in this whole, you're a musician, I'm a musician thing. So I don't remember to what extent, but we had that going. And then they were like, hey, you guys should do a song together. So I remember when we started, it wasn't like, what? What do we even do? We were like, cool, cool, cool. And so...
Yeah, it was just like, just leave us alone.
Yeah. Like, we were excited. It was like, it was giving us a project. So I think the amount of times we rehearsed it or whatever, we probably just got into it and had the, you know, swells at the end. But yeah, it was cool.
We had such fun times, though. All those photos, I see those flashback photos of us, like, in a hallway, you know, like, on a guitar, or, like, yeah. in the back of a bus or whatever. Those were real, man. We had such good times. We were really,
really
pals.
We
so
really
it was so
did.
Fun.
Yeah. No,
wait,
we were partners.
Did Joy notebook you? Oh, God,
oh yeah.
Right.
You did notebook me.
I forgot about that.
Yeah,
I did.
Well, I did it.
They told
that's
me this the other day.
Right.
I totally forgot.
Wait, do we not talk about this on the podcast?
I thought I labyrinthed you.
You
I didn't
labyrinthed
know
me, too. But you notebooked me. Oh, my God, I forgot. You notebooked me. Oh my. That's right. She was telling me about this movie, and I was like, okay. I thought Joy was really cute. So when she wanted me to, like, watch the movie, I was like, okay, cool. And then by the end of it, I was like... I want to build the house for a woman in the rain.
There's time.
Oh, so
there's
fun.
Time. Wait, time. But you, like, you could do that.
right now? You're living in the wilderness-ish?
Yes.
You've made...
But I don't know how to repair anything.
True,
you can
Tyler.
Learn. You can.
I can learn.
We can
YouTube.
That's what YouTube
I'm
is for.
YouTube it.
YouTube
it.
YouTube.
Yeah, Rob yeah. and I. We.
Yeah. I feel like you two put your heads together.
Uh-huh.
You guys could do it. So you're both fathers.
Yes.
Now new fathers.
Yep. Yes. Yeah. And living very similar, parallel lives right now, which yeah. is pretty amazing.
Is it like poetic justice that Chris Keller now has a daughter? The fact.
Yes, I think that is. Yeah. Oh my God. I know there's like, I feel like that was going to be the hardest thing, probably also the most important and most necessary one if I got a girl. And we didn't know until it came out, you know? So I was like, okay, let's see what happens here. But no, like I can't imagine. I can't imagine what it's like to have a boy. I'm sure you feel the same way about a girl, but the girl dad relationship is like, oh my God. I've never experienced anything like it. And Rob and I are doing a ton of child care right now, like that's like what we're doing a lot of, so I'm in it and I love it.
I had a moment not too long ago where like in the mornings like he and I will go for like a little walk, just the two of us, and like see animals like crows and squirrels, but it was like, you know, it's like 7 in the morning and I'm wearing like running shorts, like white calf socks, white
oh,
Nikes,
yeah.
and I caught like a glimpse of myself as I was leaving the house looking like a dad, and I was like, yeah. I've earned this. Wear it.
Oh, yeah.
Wear it.
Oh, yeah.
Felt good.
Oh, yeah.
Honestly, what? You have to lean in. I caught myself wearing a quilted vest with a button-up shirt the other day, and I was like, I look like the pickup line like at school.
Yeah. Yeah. We have hardwood floors.
It's a uniform.
And I realized the hardwood floors are a little too hard on my feetsies, so I had to get house slippers with cushions, and I was like, oh, I'm that old. I have a pair of house slippers that are required.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Wait, I have a question about your farm wardrobe. Do you have like a part of your closet that's for farm clothes uh-huh. and a part that's I left the farm and now I'm gonna
wear
this?
Yeah, no, I've got all my goth shit in one corner.
Nice.
And then all of my like, you know, lots of pocket pants yeah. in another.
Yeah. Where you put llama food in the pockets and stuff. Yeah.
After we did our I Heart in Vegas party that we had a couple weeks ago, everyone was like, oh my God, you looked so cool in Vegas. Like, you picked that outfit out. And I was like, no, I don't know how to dress myself. I make Sophia do it.
This woman arrived with 6 suitcases.
4.
Okay, looked 4. Like 6.
It was 4 check bags and a carry-on. So,
listen, in my defense, I was in Atlanta working on a movie, and then we decided that we had an idea for one of our shows, and I was like, I'm just going to order everything, and I'll bring it. And then the box came, and the box of stuff I ordered for us was really big.
Wait, did you buy luggage? Sophia, you...
And I was like, I can't check this box, because I don't think it will survive the plane ride, and then all the things in it that we need will be destroyed. So, because we were doing splits... Stop. Which means we're like starting at 2 p.m. and shooting till 2 a.m. I was like, I'm just gonna go to Target and get a suitcase. So
You're
I did.
Insane.
But honestly, it's a great suitcase, you guys.
It's so fun.
Sale. It's really nice. And like, I do feel like a luggage aficionado at this point in my life. And
it's so
I
fun
really
watching
like
her suitcases open because it's always like amazing patterns and like fabrics you just want to eat and like glitter. And you just open
and
it up
a and
it's
lamp.
Like,
and also a giraffe. And,
like, no, you guys, we started opening our bags when we got here today. And I was like, I have an electric kettle for the RV.
Yeah, that's right. That's
I have
right.
powdered bone broth. And oh, I got us a steamer and a sweater shaver. Does anybody's sweater need a little pilling?
Yeah.
And they were like, go to bed.
Also, these
you slept for 2
like,
hours last night. What are you doing?
Yeah. Also, Sophia, you're a queen. You don't have to explain yourself to anyone.
Thank you.
That's right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hey,
I like traveling with outfits and
God bless you.
I like you traveling with outfits.
Thank God.
I
yes.
can do it.
Can we describe what they're wearing for the people at home? Rob, would you like to take one? No, I mean, I think they need to know.
You're so sweet.
Yeah.
It's
on.
Amazing.
Hillary's, stand up.
Hillary's yeah, here, wearing I'll a, she's wearing
Hold
a,
on, let me get some music going. Okay. Let me get some music.
Oh,
okay, here we go.
Look how good
on
her butt
the catwalk,
looks in those
we
pants.
We have Hillary Burton wearing a Canadian tuxedo, head-to-toe denim. How she found denim and orange, we don't know, but it works. What's that on her feet? Matching Crocs. Next up, we've got Joy Lenz, looking like a vision from 1940s Hollywood. Head to toe sequins, cool strappy shoes I don't know the name of. She looks stunning. And last but certainly not least, Sophia Bush. Wow. It's like if 1970 was going to a business meeting full of rich people, but also had great fashion taste. It's a suit. It's got sparkles. It says, take me seriously, but I'm also fun.
I'm fun!
Honestly, musical stylist.
Put that on
Tyler
my tombstone.
Hilton.
My face hurts from today already. I don't know how we're going to do tomorrow one more show.
Okay, our clock ran out over here, so I'm going to need a grown-up to tell us what we're doing.
What are we doing, guys?
Yeah, are we doing...
Where's our producer?
Danielle?
I'm right here. Do you see me?
Yeah, we see you.
Okay, I'm going to start right over here.
Okay. And guys, since we're over, we're going to do this. We're going to do two questions live with y'all tonight. Send us your questions to Drama Queens, because we'll just answer them in the RV tomorrow, and you can tune in. It'll be like a whole another show. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
My question is, what is everybody's favorite memory from the show?
Rapid fire.
Oh, gosh.
Rapid fire.
Oh, God. Oh,
I think, not to be cheesy, but I think singing I Don't Want to Be to Gavin DeGraw on the last episode was like, that was emotional, I thought, you know.
Thank you.
That was a moment.
Yeah. I have so many wonderful memories. I could never nail it down to one, but one of the memories that I really loved will always be the three of us in that car, the night shoot of the three of us, like taking that road trip, getting to know each other for the first time. It was a great time.
I loved how pissed off we all were that we had to learn the Spice Girls dance with like zero time. And so I don't give a fuck what showed up on camera. All I care about is the three, like all of us upstairs in that house having to rehearse for hours.
Do
like,
it, do it, do it.
I literally
burned that from our memory.
Yeah. Try it anyway.
Yeah, that was going to be mine too, and the only extra memory that I have is that they made us do it so many times, and during one of the takes I lost my shoes, so they rubber banded my high heels to my feet so that they wouldn't fall off anymore, and I was like, this is ridiculous, and now it's my favorite memory.
Yeah. And it's fashion.
It was us.
Cracker eating contest in the hospital. Soph, you were a part of that. Remember that? We tried to eat six saltines.
That day. That's actually so hard.
Yeah, we actually fully went for it. I remember saying like, hey, for real, I am gonna go for it until I get it. Yeah. And I never got it.
Never.
That is an impossible challenge.
Thank you for that question. Okay, we have one more question. Bueller.
Hi.
Hi.
Right here, to your right. To your right.
I'm so sorry. These lights are so bright. We can't see you.
Okay.
Right there?
Oh,
there
we go.
Hi.
Hi. First of all, thank you for coming. Second, if you were to cast yourself today, would you cast yourself as the same character or a different character?
Oh. I mean, if I could sing, I'd want to play Chris Keller.
Oh, yeah.
No, obviously. I'm going to play him again.
If there was a female version of Dan Scott, I would love to play that character. I want to sink my teeth into that.
Who got paid the most for the most amount of episodes? Like, am I Lafferty? Am I just like, give me my damn money? Yeah.
I would be Clay Evans because I feel like the first guy didn't quite nail it.
Wait, did Tyler answer?
He did.
Wait. Oh yeah, I'm gonna be Chris Keller again. I would just do more episodes as Chris Keller.
Thank you so, so much for hanging out with us for this podcast that definitely went over an hour long.
We could stay with you all night. This is so fun.
We brought you merch. It's out yonder.
Everyone look under your seats.
Yeah.
Gotcha, Boston. There's nothing there but disappointment.
There is, however, one VIP lanyard with Tyler's signature on it.
One.
Where are Rob's? Somewhere out there.
Did you?
You got it!
They didn't want me to sign them, but I signed one anyway.
You guys,
and you got it.
We're going to send you home, but we're going to send you home with our favorite lady party song of the night. So, thank you so much for being here. Let's
cuff
it.
Thank you, Boston.
Thank you, Boston.
Bye, guys.
I feel like falling in love. I'm moving to something up. I'm f***ing something. I need some drink in my cup.
Hey, thanks for listening. amazing.
Don't forget to leave us a review. You can also follow us on Instagram at DramaQueensOTH.
Or email us at DramaQueens@iHeartRadio.com.
See you next time. We're all about that high school drama girl, drama girl. All about them high school queens. We'll take you for a ride in our comic girl,
drama girl,
cheering for the right team. Drama queens, drama queens, smart girl, rough girl, fashion but you're tough girl. You can sit with us, girl.
Drama queens, drama queens, drama queens, drama, drama queens, drama queens.
I know there's a couple folks out there that don't know what they're doing for this summer yet. So we have that solved for you. We figured it out. You are going to go to CheapCaribbean.com to find deals on all your favorite all-inclusive destinations, and you're going to spend your summer in paradise.
Yeah, guys, come on, take a break. You work hard. Everybody's working so hard. Swim up to the bar in Punta Cana or sit with your toes in the sand on the shores of Cancun. You can score an extra $175 off site-wide vacations of 4 nights or more now through June 3rd.
Summer is going to be here before you know it, so do your deal and find vacays in your price range at CheapCaribbean.com. That's CheapCaribbean.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Boy, I've spent definitely a significant amount of time in therapy in my life, and I think there's just so many layers to life that can be hard to navigate, and having somebody there to just talk through things really makes the days easier sometimes.
It's a simple truth, no matter who you are. Mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through.
BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you.
Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.